I'm joined in the studio now by Dr. Owen McDonough, GP and Medical Director at the Student Health Unit here at NUIG. I suppose, first, Owen, just to maybe give listeners a bit of an introduction, they might have met you before somewhere around the corridors, but what's your own background and what's your role been over in NUIG over the years?
Yeah, well, I'm a former graduate of NUIG. I was a student here back from 1997 to 2003 in the Faculty of Medicine. And following graduation, I had gone into medicine wanting to be a GP and went straight into general practice training thereafter here based in Galway as well. I would have worked in Galway, Mayo, Roscommon hospitals and GP practice and stuff in my training. And then ultimately stumbled into a job here in the Student Health Unit about 8 years ago. Working here as a GP alongside the team in the Student Health Unit during the academic term, following and working for myself as a self-employed locum in the summers. But our previous medical director recently retired at the end of August, so I took over from her role then as full-time medical director in the health unit there since the beginning of September.
The Student Health Unit, obviously it's not going to be the same as across the road there in the hospital. It's not going to be the same as a general GP practice. You've a very specific kind of age profile and a very specific number of concerns that are probably going to repeat quite a lot. How does it differ from, say, a GP practice or maybe being across the road in the wards?
Yeah, it is. It's very, very different. And I guess I wouldn't have fully appreciated that as a student or even as a doctor, as a GP before I came to work in the health unit. I guess the biggest thing is that the students generally, thankfully, for the greater part, are generally well and healthy, and it is mostly kind of acute illnesses or perhaps student health focused issues such as contraception, sexual health, mental health on top of those acute infective illnesses, etc., musculoskeletal injuries with sports, etc., and obviously the odd head injury, be it from sports or be it from a night out or a stumble. So it's a busy practice. It's quick. You don't have a lot of kind of very unwell with multiple medical conditions as you would have in general practice with maybe elderly population or maybe the paediatrics. But I guess a legend in student health circles in Ireland, Dr. David Thomas, who was a previous medical director in Trinity College Health Service, he coined the term hebiatrics, with because you have paediatrics for the babies and kids and geriatrics for the elderly, but Hebe was the goddess of youth. So he said the hebiatrics was what we practice, the specialty that we practice.
The kind of concerns that students have are going to be similar right across the nation. I mean, like, you know, if you go to Athlone or you go down to Mary Eye or anywhere like that, there you're dealing with more or less the same age group with a similar lifestyle and stuff like that. There is there much communication around the country between people who are in this role that you're in?
There is, thankfully there is. There is a body called the Irish Student Health Association, and that's a body that links or attempts to link nurses, doctors, admin staff or allied healthcare professionals such as physios, etc., who work in medical centres or health units who are attached to on campus or contracted to provide healthcare services to third level students at institutions right across the country. So that organisation has grown in strength in recent years, over the last decade or so, and we would have a very strong level of communication amongst that group of healthcare professionals, as I say, who have a very particular kind of special interest and a special set of expertise in terms of dealing with third level students and that age cohort.
I suppose, you know, year on year, very much like us, it's, you know, you get a new wave of people with a similar set of problems.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
There's recently an app in development that kind of, I guess, hones in on the student side of issues. Can you give us a bit of, maybe first off, a background of how this came around?
Yeah, absolutely. As I say, we would, all the healthcare professionals involved in the Irish Student Health Association, would be seeing students and well versed and well experienced in terms of dealing with them, their needs, their concerns and the health issues with which they present on a weekly basis and year on year that we would see. And we would all, most of the practices would perhaps have different ways in terms of they give health promotion advice or information to students. One of our colleagues, a fabulous nurse, student health nurse down in IT Carlow, Teresa Laurie Lennon, had her own kind of a student health advice information booklet or leaflets that she used to have. As she came up with the idea, perhaps in the modern era, of trying to maybe modernise that into an e-book or an e-PDF, which would be produced under the umbrella and name of the Irish Student Health Association. with input from other colleagues of hers in the association. So she came up with that and with live links for information. I guess the key thing for her was that we can you can go online and look up information, but she wanted the information to be relevant to the Irish setting and to students in the Irish setting. So following on from that, she produced this fabulous ebook just over the past summer. And another colleague, former president of the Irish Student Health Association and a student health centre coordinator and nurse in Athlone IT, Nurse Laura Tully, had good connections with some of our colleagues in the sister association of the UK. And one particular doctor who she knew of, Dr. Knut Schroeder, based out of Bristol University, who's a GP to students there, a lecturer there, but also has an interest in development of tech and health apps. So she felt that it would be worthwhile getting in touch with him to see would there be a potential for developing an app. And as soon as he was provided with the information and ebook that Teresa had put together and had been collated under the umbrella of the Irish Student Health Association, he straight away felt, look, this is brilliant. He said, you've given me the content and this can easily fit into an app kind of design that he already had in place. So within the space, normally these things take maybe about 3 months, he was saying, to develop, but because he had a little bit of a head start, he was able to cobble together the app and put it and produce actually a fantastic quality app within the space of about a month. And because he was a gentleman who was passionate about student health, he provided all this service free of charge, where it would have cost tens of thousands normally. But he genuinely is someone who believes in student health, the importance of it and the value of the healthcare professionals who provide it, but also the knowledge that we have to share with the students if they need support, and hopefully to help them prevent getting themselves into bother. So that's how the app came about. And I get it. It got, there was a soft launch where it was circulated to all the healthcare professionals around the country, but also we liaised with the Union of Students of Ireland. The app prior to launch, and obviously the content and that was reviewed by the President and the Welfare Officer from the Union of Students of Ireland, as well as having input and review by experts in the various facets and fields in the HSE, public health, drugs.ie, Alcohol Action Ireland, etc. So we were quite happy then that what we've produced is a robust, detailed, comprehensive source of very important and useful health information that is specific to the Irish context and setting for students who attend third level here. And thankfully, it's free and available on both Android and iPhone. And the name of the app and the ebook that was produced is Student Health Matters. And as I say, it's anyone can go on Google Play Store or iTunes, etc., and download the app. And as I say, it's completely free, and has a broad range of an absolutely fantastic broad range of information. And it links. The key thing is that it links into websites in relation to any of the health issues. So be it the acute illnesses, so coughs, colds, flus, UTIs, tummy bugs. So there's the underthebetter.ie website with the HSE for those kind of advice. There's the mental health section, contraception, sexual health, as I say, head injuries, musculoskeletal stuff. And then there is also a section on kind of links to healthy, specific healthy websites, but also links into the HSE have a wonderful website, which is the Health A to Z, which literally contains over 600 conditions and information and advice in relation to them. So in a student's pocket, they literally can have all the information they need or the links to places they can go in Ireland or websites that are relevant to Ireland and that are, I guess, safe and reliable is the key thing, and evidence-based. We would have a lot from maybe spunout.ie would be on there as well, and as I say, drugs.ie. So there's, it is, to my mind, an invaluable piece of kit or information that students can carry around with them on their phone. And as I say, and also signpost them in the right direction or signpost them into healthcare professions should they need.
Yeah, I was curious about that because as you're talking there, I was thinking about, I guess, this kind of thing that's happened in the past decade or so that, you know, someone will just go online, Google their symptoms, and all of a sudden they've got, like, you know, chronic cancer and they've got a week and a half to live, and, you know, they might just have, like, a sore finger or something, like, you know. Is it kind of, a sort of an intervention in that, a possible way of sort of getting around this idea of people, you know, self-misdiagnosing online?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's something we'd frequently see. And Google has become Dr. Google or Nurse Google for many people in the public. And while Google is a valuable resource, unfortunately, it's not a very refined resource when it comes to health. There are fantastic websites out there, but what person knows when they're going off without having been told already what is a reliable website for me to get information in relation to this condition or this particular complaint or symptom? So I think that was, again, one of, like, we would see that frequently again because we're dealing with this younger cohort in the population who are into tech, who are online, and that would be using Google, like, very frequently coming in and, unfortunately, yeah, ending up extremely stressed or anxious or worried. Even about not their mental health, but they may have a physical complaint that then becomes a mental health issue because they become quite stressed by what they've read up about it. So again, we're trying to give these the safe, reliable, evidence-based app information that is available at the touch of a finger or touch of a button through through your phone. And as I say, it's, to my mind, I think it really is invaluable and definitely something that I think we're making efforts to promote it. It also has the option in it for individual universities or ITs or TUs, third level institutions, to actually customise. There's a tile in it for my college. So if institutions want to connect with the app developer, Dr. Knut Schroeder, he's able to input a link to the, they can customise a tile there branded by themselves and with their own information about their own university, but also links into maybe the student relevant student support services in relation to health and well-being as well. So AIT already have their information inputted onto the app, as do IT Carlo. And we'd be hopeful that other universities and institutions around the country would actually see the value in this app and the reliable information that's there, and that it would be worthwhile in them having their information added to it so that their own students basically can have their own My College Student Health Matters app that points them in the right direction, even within their own campuses.
Absolutely. Yeah, I guess service hours, stuff like that there, all the basics that you could be looking for half an hour. I'll leave it there, but Dr. Owen McDonough, thanks a lot for joining us.
No problem.